Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Michelle Medved, who is the owner of MBM Training Services. Michelle, can you believe it? For 19 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best. But please start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Michelle, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you so much, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here. So I'm the owner of MBM Training Services, and I've both worked and consulted for many companies, including Fortune 500 companies. And what's been a common denominator in many of my roles has been working on onboarding success. And in that capacity, I've worked with sales superstars, engineers, chefs, product managers, researchers, engineers across the board. So what really, what have I learned? You know, what have I learned across my roles and across the jobs I've had? And what I've learned is that really the most successful onboarding is going to make a new hire feel welcomed, inspired, valued, and well-informed. And the analogy I would use is like coming to someone's house for the first time. So when you come in, did they welcome you warmly? Did they embrace you? Did they make you feel comfortable? Did they show you around and kind of give you the lay of the land? Or were you kind of like left to flounder and, you know, figure out, you know, where everything is in the house? And even more importantly, when you left that house, how did you feel? Did you feel like you never wanted to come back, or that if you were going to come back, it would be very reluctantly? Or did you feel, oh, wow, that was such a great start. I'm inspired and I can't wait to do more learning in my role. So really, that's, you know, the purpose of onboarding is needs to be inspiring and intentional, so that you set the ground for this relationship with the new hire. And I really can try distill these best practices into five P's. So we've got our purpose, we've got our people, we've got products, we've got procedures and processes, and last, we have practices. And what I would add to the five P's is the role of the manager in bringing that all together. So what I'd like to do is just go through those five P's and give you some examples of activities that I've used in the past that kind of talk to ensuring that the new hire and the onboarding program create the sense of belonging, as I've mentioned, that sense of being feeling welcome. So starting with the purpose, the first P, purpose. Really, the goal is for the new hire to understand the company's goals and the value, their value statements, their mission, where is their North Star? And even more important than that is how does that new hire fit into it? So an activity for that could be getting them to do research using, you know, all the common assets that a company typically has on their website in terms of values and mission, and then reflecting on that in terms of how does that apply to my role? And then not just leaving that at the onboarding, but having regular check-ins with their managers to talk about the you know, how that employee is kind of embodying those values in the company. So that's the purpose. Then going on to the people, who do I need to work with to get my job done? And how can I be successful? How can I create the right relationships? Who are my stakeholders? So in that respect, the new hire needs to be made aware of who those people are and how to reach out to them. And where to get the answers. So an activity that I've used in the past is giving new hires a template, and they can keep that template on their computer. It's a digital template, and they keep filling in stakeholders in that template in terms of who do I talk to about this? Who do I talk to about that? Where do I get help and tools? So it's a living document that every new hire fills out specific to their role in terms of getting the help they need. So that's the people. Then we look at products. Okay, so every company is producing something, either a product or a service, right? So how does the new hire learn about that? Once again, there's a lot of common collateral in terms of marketing materials, sales materials. So getting them to review that and reflect on that. And then also thinking about the competition and what makes the company unique. What is their true value offering to the customers or services that they are providing that no one else can do as well? So an activity I've used for that is giving new hires a scavenger hunt, where they have to investigate key competition and then give a presentation to other new hires so everyone gets to share in the results. So we've spoken about things that create a sense of belonging, but then we get into the nitty-gritty of how do I do my job? How do I perform effectively? And that's where we get to the processes and the procedures and the practices. So processes are how do we do things? How do we get the job done? Procedures are, okay, well, what do we do? What are the tools we use? And that's where, we do that deep dive into giving them demos and hands-on training and scenario-based training. So for example, one of the activities that I did at a previous company is we posted huge boards of different steps in a process. And then the new hires had to go to each step and post their task in that process or in that step in the process. And it gave them an understanding of not only their role across all these steps in the process, but also other people's roles. So that also built that people part of it in terms of collaboration and empathy. And then lastly, the practices. That's the last P. And that's really where you bring in your subject matter experts. And I love talking about subject matter experts, but won't go into that here. But that's where subject matter experts provide those best practices. And they help people like the instructional designers come up with scenarios and simulations that are very specific to how the company does their best work. What are those best practices and those guidelines? So then we've mentioned the five P's, just to repeat: the purpose, the people, the products, the processes, procedures, and practices. But those cannot stand alone. You have to have your manager coming in and supporting the learning and the reflection and implementation of those five P's. And they do that by having a really deep understanding of the company and all the things, and also by continually reinforcing those practices, tools, procedures with the new hire in their one-on-one. So that's a brief snapshot of how to really implement successful onboarding. And the results of that really are five things. It's allowing the new hire to align with the organizational purpose and culture. It's allowing them to know how to perform their job effectively, to identify those stakeholders and key players, and to perform their job effectively and demonstrate success. And those things all really result in increased productivity and retention and job satisfaction at the end of the day. Thank you, Paul.
Michelle, that was really superb. A flyover of excellent onboarding. That was just superb. If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available to subscribers. Michelle, before I forget to ask you, just remind me, what's your country of origin?
I'm originally from Cape Town, South Africa.
Now, I hope you're not going to be annoyed with me because I'm sure you get the same the other way around. But I usually get people guessing I'm either from South Africa, New Zealand, Australia,
Yes, right.
and or England. So yeah, I feel like I'm speaking to a cousin.
Absolutely, we use the same terminology.
Michelle, can I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely, thank you, Paul. Thanks so much, and thanks for inviting me.
Great. Thanks. Really valuable information, Michelle. Bye for now.
Thank you.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.